You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented, as always, by Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Want to be a plumber or HVAC technician? CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Soluble, Jason Bishop, coming to you live, and we're going to play Essential or Not. All you have to do is call us at 800-636-1067, and the Junkies will tell you if you're an essential employee or not. You don't have to listen to the guidelines by the state of Maryland or the state of Virginia. We're going to tell you if you're essential or not. It's that simple.
I looked at the governor's list, and I love Hogan. I love what he's doing.
Uh-huh. It's a long list.
He has everybody essential.
Everybody's essential, carved out.
I don't know who's off. Other than people that get fired from the restaurant business and retail. Right. All right, let's go to line two. Let's go to Gary. Gary, what's up, buddy? What do you do for a living?
Well, hi, guys. FedEx, great show.
FedEx?
Essential.
Oh, definitely essential.
Very essential.
Essential. Are you out there?
I am, and I'm actually Pete's courier.
You're Pete's courier.
Medhurst?
Nice.
Yes, sir.
What precautions are you taking to make sure the packages are clean and sanitized?
I have my own hand sanitizer in the truck that I use every day, every time after I deliver a package. Most customers just prefer the package be left there, and it's up to them when they take them in the house.
By the way, do you believe FedEx superior to UPS? The one thing that I noticed about the difference in deliveries, UPS, they don't have doors. I wouldn't be comfortable as a driver for UPS. FedEx has doors, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, I'd say FedEx superior. Cakes, would you like to work with no doors on your car?
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
I'm a silly driver. You think I'm worried about doors or not?
Well, they have doors. They just leave them open. They prefer to just leave them open when they drive, which I don't understand, but that's them.
Right.
All right, Gary, you're essential. Stay safe out there.
You're definitely essential.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Let's go to line three. Let's go to Andy. Andy, what do you do for a living, my friend?
Well, my wife and I own a counseling firm in Fredericksburg.
Like a therapist?
You could do that over the phone.
Non-essential.
Yeah, you can do that on Zoom.
Yeah, you can do that over Skype or something.
Well, the funny thing is that we're coming into office and we do it over the phone. We're just asking the clients not to come in.
Have you seen an uptick in business?
Yes. Very busy.
Oh, yeah. The four junkies are going to need therapy.
Hey, we know a good one down here. Just give us a call.
That's called anxiety, EB. There's more anxiety out there.
Thank you. What's the specific anxiety? Are people freaking out and think they already have it, or they're scared they're going to get it, or they're scared they're going to lose their job? What's the biggest anxiety?
Oh, he hung up on
it. He got
probably
all of the above. Props to Valdez for playing one of the Offspring's best songs. I know it tilts a lot of people.
Oh, the Offspring, so overrated.
Oh, please stop. Stop already.
All right, let's go to line three. Let's go to John. John, what's up, pal?
No line three.
Okay,
line four, I believe. I just think they had a typo, Eric.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Go to Andrew, line five. Is Andrew there?
Andy. Hey. Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up,
buddy? What do you do for a living?
So I work for Guitar Center.
Non-essential.
Definitely non-essential.
No, it is, actually.
I mean, unless you're the next Eddie Van Halen, non-essential.
I mean, it's retail nubs. No. Why is that essential?
So listen, I work for Guitar Center Professionals, so we deal with, you know, companies like you, and we sell, you guys need microphones, right, and stuff like that, so.
All right, so you could do that through mail order. I don't think you need to be open.
Well, I'm actually working from home, so.
Right. Why didn't you call in for our talent/gong show yesterday? I'm assuming that you're a musician.
Because I'm the, I work for Guitar Center. I don't really play anymore. So.
Oh, anymore? Got you. You're nubby.
Don't worry. The bar was low yesterday.
Super low.
Oh, it was so low.
I heard.
Couldn't get any lower.
Yeah, my mom called me last night to complain about the talent of our listeners.
Oh, she did?
Right.
Maybe we should shutter that bit.
Right. All right. Let's go to... Go to Robbie, line six. Robbie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are y'all?
What's up, Robbie?
What's up, Robbie? Right.
What do you do?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm a car salesman.
Oh, no one's buying cars,
unfortunately, not essential.
Right? Not essential.
Well, unfortunately, because all of us have car deals.
No, in Virginia, it's essential.
I understand that, but my personal view, I mean, would you, if you're the governor, EB, would you keep car dealerships open?
Yes.
I'd keep mine. I'd keep Priority open.
Yes. I'm keeping BW Fairfax open. Here's what you do. You just do what they do. You follow all the guidelines, clean the cars all the time. People have leases they need to renew. You give them their service, but you just follow the guidelines.
Well, I don't think Governor Hogan agrees with you.
Yeah. Or you just...
Well, we are following all the guidelines, and we are even bringing test drives to your homes.
Exactly.
Yes,
if somebody doesn't want to come out, we'll come to your house with the car.
Look at that. That's some service right there.
Actually, buy the car online, and they'll deliver it to your house, and you don't even have to touch anything or anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except for when they deliver it to your house, are you in the car with them when they test drive it?
No.
Yeah, but I'm a few feet away from them. I'm in the back seat. They're in the front seat.
That's not 6 feet. That's like two.
Yeah, but that's what Cakes did. Okay. He didn't catch the Rona.
Could be four.
And you're coughing. I'm sure you're coughing. And, you know, unless the windows are down, it's getting everywhere.
All right, Robbie.
Good luck, buddy. Stay safe.
Stay safe, bud.
By the way, there's a chance I have a lease which ends on April 10th that I may just go to a one-car household for a while. Ah, look at that.
Well, that sucks for you.
I mean, my wife is in the gym/fitness industry. She's shut down, doesn't need a car, and I'm working from home.
Right.
I mean, I've got three gas guzzlers in my driveway. They're not going anywhere. All they're doing is just bleeding me dry.
Yeah, but at least you're not driving them.
That's true.
By the way, Buddy from Golfdom, who's been a longtime supporter of the show, sent Lurch and I a message yesterday, and I tweeted about it. They're open, and they're running a silly TJ Oshie special. So you can buy a gift card for $77, but it's $100 value.
Luca looked intrigued by that.
Yeah, and that's a good way to kind of help keep them afloat.
Keep the camera on Luca, Jason. We don't need to see your ugly mug.
Is he petting the dog?
Nah, he just had the camera on Luca for a while.
Oh. You didn't see that?
No, I'm looking at the phones. I'm looking at other things. All right, let's go to Mike.
Someone requested that.
Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Morning, guys. Thanks for being on the air.
Yep.
I'm a home inspector, guys. Real estate department, home inspector.
Non-essential.
Is anybody buying houses?
Yeah, people buying houses right now?
You guys are ridiculous. It is essential. Okay. There are houses selling like crazy still.
Really?
The problem is the inventory is low. But if you're looking to sell your house, the market is crazy right now still.
Well, even with the prices coming down,
Are the prices coming down? Or are they staying where they are? Or are they going up?
They're staying where they are. They're not rising as much. Sellers have a lot of power because the inventory is low. There are less buyers right now because people are being a little bit cautious, but houses are still selling.
Right. Well, if you're looking to buy one or sell one, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds.
You're just a mess.
Are you okay?
He's a mess. He stays up till 12:30 or 1 with his kids.
He's just way late.
He goes to freaking Safeway at 1 in the morning.
They understand what I'm saying. All right. Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy. Be safe. The last thing I'd want to do is go through a bunch of strangers' homes, though. And look at it. I guess
I can't believe that open houses are doing well right now.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Wear that mask.
Let's go to Joe in D.C. Joe, what's up?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, Joe.
All right. What do you do?
I'm a plumber.
That's essential. Always essential.
Definitely in my house, you need to be here probably once a week.
Definitely.
So are you out and about all the time?
Yes. Definitely. We're working hard. We're only employing two of our service techs out in the field for this thing, but we're staying busy.
Yeah.
Are you finding more toilets clogged because people are running out of toilet paper and they're using paper towels like cakes?
Well, people are putting down these wipes and things that aren't supposed to go down there.
Right.
Toto flushes golf balls. I don't suggest that, but they say you can.
Right, right.
By the way, for the record,
we're right around the corner from you. We're in Kensington.
You are. Well, yeah, I got plenty of toilet paper. I'm having no problem. My toilet's handling it.
There you go. There you go. You got some of the old pipes.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy. Be safe out
there. Those newfangled green pipes.
Old pipes for an old man.
I think everybody is essential.
They don't think they are. The home inspector, I don't think is that essential.
Well, hold on, Cakes. If we want to keep the economy going.
Yeah.
Hey, Cakes. Again, are you going to have a list with where everybody's essential?
Yes.
You have to have some non-essentials sprinkled in.
Yeah, but if people are buying houses, you need the inspectors.
Yeah, that home inspection thing is a racket. It's overrated.
Oh, yeah, like you know anything about it.
I don't. I clearly do not.
All right, let's go to Ryan Shadyside, one of Pete's neighbors. Ryan.
What's happening, Chuck?
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
I'm betting blind, non-essential.
I'm betting essential.
I'm an indoor environmentalist.
Non-essential.
What's that mean?
Do you even know what that is?
No.
Nope.
I'm just by name, non-essential.
You know, you'd be wrong, buddy. So I do the protocols inspections. I do the microbial testing for bacteria and viruses and mold and lead and asbestos and tell you why you're sick and what needs to be done to fix it.
Essential.
I mean, I guess.
Non-essential. Yeah. You're only saying it's essential because we're in the grips of the Rona panic.
Yeah.
Anybody dealing with viruses right now are essential.
Yeah.
Yeah, viruses are hot.
We do test for viral structures and such.
Right, right.
And stuff.
Where is that?
Where's credibility?
Where's your office?
And stuff.
It says and such, not and stuff. The office is out of Deal, Maryland.
Wow, Deal. You're down there.
Down Harrington Harbor? Is that still up and running?
I don't know if the harbor's still open.
All right. Well, you're essential in my book. Stay safe, buddy.
Thank you, bud. Let's go to.
I like the music with essential.
I like the Cakes, music in the background.
Cakes and I think, are a little more strict on essential or not.
Well, most people.
Yeah, you're just awful people.
Turns out most people, we need them. Let's go to Jeff, line 3. Jeff, what's up, pal? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Jeff?
I'm a golf course superintendent.
Oh, so essential.
Non-essential.
You're more essential than the CDC director.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Which golf course, Jeff?
White Plains, down in Charles County, Maryland.
Down in Charles.
Are you guys getting a lot of action down there?
No, we're closed.
Oh, you are.
Completely closed.
Maryland's closed.
Open for maintenance only. No golfers, no clubhouse activities, nothing.
Are you aerating right now to keep them nice? Might as well take advantage of the time.
Did that about a week ago.
Right.
How long can your business sustain itself with no revenue?
Well, being a muni, you know, we got the government to help us out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They'll be fine.
So, not very long, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I know that the golf course community, they have their own lobby, and I know that there are people lobbying the governor to see if in Maryland they can open it up, as long as everyone abides by the social distancing rules. I know, like in New York in the past, it's been deemed essential exercise for people. So I think there's a way you can do it safely, for sure.
Yeah, originally we were open to walkers and single-use golf carts.
Right.
And that was fine, but then when the governor gave his last press conference, we were shut down completely.
You were done, Skeet, right?
We might need to get the gov back on, because I don't think the gov is a golfer. So he's not sympathetic to it.
Yeah, I think the governors across the country who are golfers, they'll make those golf courses.
Yeah, if it was Governor Ehrlich still in charge, he would keep those courses open.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know that the governor's not a Redskins fan. I know that.
We know that, too. Yeah, what'd you say, Jeff?
I believe you can still play in Virginia.
Hell yeah,
I'll be there at 12:50 today.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. All right.
Single carts,
though. Be safe out there.
EB, single carts. We're taking 4 carts.
Yeah.
And you're going to still do the music?
I hope someone brings a speaker. Yeah. Need the music. So I can play Loverboy in the background on the 6 tee box.
Play this old smash hit.
All right.
All right, is this a 2-segment bit?
Might as well. What else we got?
Nothing.
Who have we deemed?
Let's make it a 3-segment bit.
I mean, it's been a split
Cakes and I did not think that the home inspector was essential.
No, the indoor environmentalist, so unessential.
Well, hold on. If you can indoor do it environmentalist, from home, it's fine.
It's that sounds like a fancy title. He's a mold guy. He checks houses for mold.
And the golf course superintendent with the golf course closed, non essential.
Well, hold, of course it's essential because when they reopen, they've got to be able to have it in condition. You're going to
I wouldn't get it ready then.
You are much more liberal when it comes to essential or non-essential.
Listen, it doesn't even matter essential or non-essential. If you could do your job from home, perfect. Everybody should be able to do that.
All right, let's take a break. If you want to participate, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies on the Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. Playing essential or not with the Junkies. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Shall we go back to the phones, boys?
I mean, the lines are exploding. Some of us are pretty generous. I'm pretty generous. I think most of you are essential. Let's go to line one.
Yeah, you're just going to have people passing the Rona on to everybody. It's just
spread. So much spread.
No, just practice social distancing. Do your job, but stay away from people. Brad, line one.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm in pest and wildlife control.
Non-essential. All right. Non-essential.
I get the pest. I get the pest control. What about wildlife control? What are you doing there?
Well, I mean, you could look at it a couple of ways. You could have rats running through your house that could pose a health hazard, roaches. There are things that pose health hazards that we help control.
Like?
He just told you.
You said Papa Roaches and rats running around your house.
The bigger health hazard
I'm
is
with you.
The Rona.
I'm with you. Because maybe the animals can spread the Rona, too.
Listen,
keep them out of your house.
We had roaches for 5 years in college. It was no big deal.
Bunch of friends got along.
I'm sure you loved them.
It didn't matter. You turn the lights on, they'd scatter.
Right, exactly. I say essential, EB.
You had roaches because you had 55-gallon drum trash cans overflowing with
correct.
Rotting food and beer cans.
And nobody did the dishes.
Nobody would do their dishes. Yeah. Just food, pizza boxes. Yeah.
Well, by the way, we didn't even have an actual dishwasher. We had to buy, like, a portable unit. It was a gangster dishwasher.
It's actually true. Let's go to, I mean, they were slumlords.
Pretty good landlord.
They were impoverished.
They were stealing
college.
Money from you.
Let's go to line two. Let's go to Scott. Scott, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up?
What do you do?
I am a contractor that puts in communication lines to houses and buildings.
Not essential. You can wait on that until this passes.
People need to be able to communicate.
Well, they can use their current communication, and eventually, when things get back to normal, he can enter society again and work in communications.
Have you been deemed essential, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, because I'm for a utility company.
Right.
Well, we need utilities.
Yeah, I think you're essential. JP's just a Grinch.
Probably essential. I'm going to give you a problem.
So give us an example of what you're going to do today.
I have 30 houses that I have to go to make sure that we can hook up for Fios lines.
Right. Fios. You need Fios, Pickle.
If
sorry.
I didn't have internet, I would lose my mind.
Well, if we didn't have internet, we wouldn't be doing the show.
Right.
Essential.
Essential. You
I
sold
agree.
Me.
Yep. JP's wrong.
Yep, as usual.
By the way, we're using Ethernet.
No,
you're
internet.
Using the internet. You're using the internet,
dumb-dumb. I'm saying.
What do you think your router is plugged into?
Let's go to Don. Line three. Don, what's up? Hey, buddy.
Morning, fellas. I'm a delivery driver for Classy Cleaners, the number one dry cleaning company in all the DMV.
Non-essential.
Ooh. I don't think you need. That's the one thing I don't think people need.
What if you wash your clothes?
You need to clean your linens.
What?
You got to keep your clothes, your linens clean now more than ever.
All right. Most people have a washer and dryer, and if they don't, they have one in their building.
Nah, it's not going to get rid of the virus.
I've been 100% essential until this point.
The heat kills the virus. In the dryer, the virus is cooked.
So what are you doing? You just delivering the clothes from the dry cleaners to the front door?
Pick up and deliver at your front doorstep. You never even have to see us. No contact needed.
All right, social distancing. All
do you ever get tips?
Exactly. Rarely.
I'd tip you. Right. Bickle wouldn't.
I appreciate it.
Here's my tip. Get an essential job. That's exactly. My tip to you.
Oh, that's so wrong.
What?
That's so wrong.
All right, so you having another cup of coffee as we speak?
Yes.
So
I'm
how many
drink that pot dry?
How many cups of coffee would you estimate that you've had today
Cates
during the 4-hour
continues
show?
Into space, he is going to stroke out.
It's going to be, I don't know, 5 of these mugs.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I thought you said like 12 cups. You're having the
whole
thing.
Yeah, but this is a little bit bigger than a standard cup. So
is that
a Batman mug?
It is, his head.
He's got a Batman mug.
There you go. Look at that.
Everything's
and you've had 5 of those?
There.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to sleep in an hour.
100%.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have good dreams, too.
All right, let's go to Carlos, line 4. Carlos, what's up, buddy? What do you do?
What's up, Josh?
What's up?
Hey, man.
I work for this company based from Burke, Virginia. It's called Mighty Meals. We deliver chef-prepared healthy meals to homes. People like that. People like Valdez, you know, donks that go out to the grocery stores. We bring the food to you. You guys eat healthy. We wear gloves. We do everything legit over here.
Right.
So you bring meals to the elderly, people can't get out of their house?
Exactly.
They bring meals to those that pay. They don't have to be elderly.
I would deem that essential, true. Especially if you're helping the older set.
What do you think,
real quick, $25 off your first 2 orders of $50 or more.
I believe he's getting a plug-in for his business.
Yeah. Everyone's
for him.
Their business.
I'll say that it's essential, but I don't think he may have mentioned the elderly to kind of garner some sympathy.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they're excluding the teenagers who are choosing to use their service.
But that's fine. Teenagers.
And you know what? If it keeps Valdez from going to the grocery store every 45 minutes
but here's
and
the
spreading
thing.
The Rona around, I'm for it.
Here's what I don't understand. He's still going to the grocery all the time, right?
Or every 45 minutes.
But here's
and
the thing.
Spreading the Rona around, I'm for it.
Here's what I don't understand. He's still going to the grocery all the time, right? And how are you protecting yourself?
They may have some sort of wholesaler who's bringing them.
You might be
food
buying in directly.
Is right. Carlos still there?
No.
All right.
Valdez is quick. He's quick with the hang up. All right, let's go to line 5. Let's go to Dalton. Dalton, what's up?
Andy.
Good morning, John. So my boss thinks we're essential, but we do lawn care. But we spray weeds and spread fertilizer. We don't really do any like cutting grass or anything.
Non-essential.
Essential.
Non-essential.
Essential. Non-essential. Please. Hold on.
Got to keep the grass looking good, especially in the spring.
No, listen.
It's got to have it cut.
It's definitely non-essential, but if you could do like in a like one-man teams, you know what I mean? Like do it yourself. I think you could do that.
You don't ever see anybody, yeah. Right?
Well, we see some, like, all the customers are home now, but I work with one other person. It's just me and my partner, and it's just us two. But other
yeah,
than
like
that,
EB and I had top hat lawnmowers back
there.
Yeah. Two-man operation.
Yeah,
I think you're
you
essential.
You need to do it by yourself. I mean, if you're just sitting in the car with the guy, you guys are both sharing the Rona.
Yeah. gotcha.
And that never occurred to you?
Yeah, well, my boss thinks we're essential, and I got to get paid.
All right, so why
yes,
don't
you
say, do. I'll do this job myself, you do the other job yourself.
Yeah, well, we only have one van, so...
Yeah, they're a nuts operation.
There's only one van.
It's Squeaker Central.
I told you, it's just like top hat lawn mowing. We'd have to stick both of the lawnmowers in the open trunk.
You need to call my boys the Baumans. They'll hire you, and they'll give you your own truck.
Free plug for them.
Yeah.
Copy that. Thank you,
right.
Guys.
All right.
The Baumans are so bitter it didn't snow this winter.
Oh, they lost so much money.
They're so salty.
They probably lost...
What they have to do?
A couple $100,000. Oh.
Let's go to Juan, line 6. Juan, what's up, pal? What do you do for a living?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, Juan.
What's up?
Hey, thank you for giving us some sense of normalcy in the middle of this craziness, man.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks
what's
for
up,
listening.
Man?
Hey, I'm a manager at a bank.
Need to keep the banks open, EB.
I think that has been dubbed essential by the government.
I mean, yep. Banks do have to be open because they're at, you know, people have to pay for stuff.
Correct.
Yeah, you want your bills to get paid, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I don't think you should be open
through, huh?
For customers coming to the door. I think they should be able to do everything online. You should just be open to yourself.
My bank, we do have some locations, including mine, that we have it open for customers to come in between 9:30 and 1, so...
Are you wearing a mask in the office? Do you wear a mask and gloves?
We can if we want to. We're just wearing gloves. But when we were told we can wear masks, it was just too late, and we couldn't find any masks.
Do you have bulletproof glass in your bank?
No, sir, we don't.
Ooh.
Do you ever get nervous
sitting
about that?
Duck?
I'd be more nervous about that than the Rona.
No, not nervous at all.
Really?
Yeah, you will be after your bank gets robbed.
I don't know how a guy can feel safe in a bank. All right, let's go.
Well, Juan, you're essential in my book.
Let's go to, yeah, you
got Jason went to the bank yesterday, right?
I say by appointment only.
I didn't go inside.
Let's go to Jack, line 7. Jack, what's up, pal?
Hello.
Hey, buddy, what do you do?
I'm a draft beer specialist.
I've got to let him go.
All right, his phone stinks.
Did he say a draft beer specialist?
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Clearly essential.
Right, I agree.
Let's go to William.
What else are people going to do?
William, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, John? How you doing?
What's up?
I work for Cintas First Aid and Safety.
For what?
What's the name of the company?
What is your job? Cintas, they deliver, like, linens and...
No, we have a first aid and safety division.
Okay.
We do have a uniform division, but right. I go into businesses and check their first aid kits, supply PPE for them. I like gloves. I also have hand sanitizer, things like that.
You got hand sanitizer?
Yeah, come to my house.
That's his business.
Not the pump one. We're out of that. We can't get that from anywhere, but we do have like wipes, hand wipes, and
wipes,
things like that. Yeah.
Wipes are even harder to find.
What are the businesses that you went to check on yesterday? Can you give us a sampling?
Yeah, FedEx, they're open. They need gloves. I just saw like 2 or 3 cases of gloves to FedEx. Places like DHL, things like that.
I'll say you're essential. Government.
Definitely essential. Do you have Lysol spray?
No Lysol spray.
That's
no Lysol spray. Yeah, that's hard to find. But there's a lot of government offices there that have skeleton crews that's still open. They need their first aid kit to be, in order. Because they have employees there, so
right. All right, you're definitely essential. You got all the safety equipment. Thank you.
Stay safe, buddy.
Yeah, be good.
By the way, Vic, record-shattering 3.3 million workers claimed unemployment. Dow's up 342, though.
That's weird.
Just for a second, I guarantee that'll be down
it
at the end of the day.
Could be because they knew it was going to be big, right? You know? The whole thing with the Dow seems to be surprises. They don't get sized for surprises,
right?
All right, let's go. Ladies first. Haven't had a female call. Is Belinda there? Line 2. Belinda, yes. What's up?
Oh, I'm having a good time working 3 7-Elevens.
Oh, you work at 7-Eleven.
Essential.
Come on, absolutely.
7-Eleven is essential.
Clearly essential.
Gas, food, beer, cigarettes, candy.
So essential.
Chocolate.
Red Bull.
Are you guys
lottery
Slurpees?
Tickets.
Are you Powerball packed? Are people coming
Wait
all
a minute.
The time?
Everybody's talking at once. Say that again.
Are you guys packed?
Yeah, we come in spurts.
Right.
Yeah, and overnight, a customer wanted to give me a hug over the counter.
Did you accept it?
A little bit too much to drink.
You didn't accept
it. I'm like, no.
Right.
You can't cross over the counter.
Do you have anything, Belinda,
can't cross
there
that counter?
That, like,
do I have what?
Do you have anything in there that people forget that you would have? Like, we're going to the grocery, but they're sold out at the grocery, but you guys have it.
Toilet paper and milk.
What?
We actually have more toilet paper than I've ever seen in our 7-Eleven.
Cakes. There you
go. That's a good resource. That's
See?
Good to
and
know.
We're all in the same place.
Right? Where was Belinda from? Is she still
that's
online?
A good. I was thinking of that. I was thinking maybe like.
Can
Stafford.
We play the game?
Who was the girl who lived in the Teon home?
All right,
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Is this Kimberly's
Keep her on
sister?
Hold, Valdez.
Keep her on hold.
She sounds just like Woodbridge.
My guess is Stafford.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Pasadena.
I'm going to go further south than that.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know what town, but Southern Maryland.
Like St. Mary's, something like that.
Yeah, the tip.
Or Mechanicsville, where John Mechanicsville is from.
I'll take that.
I'm gonna take the Woodbridge. What do you have, JP?
I'm with Pasadena.
Pasadena. All right. Belinda, punch her up, Valdez.
Yes.
Belinda, where do you live?
Okay. I live in Chesapeake, but I grew up in Norfolk. Ooh. In Virginia.
Oh, wow, she's way down.
I'm a Norfolk girl. Let me tell you, I'm a Norfolk girl.
So who wins?
Man, we're popular.
I think Cakes was going down that way.
I don't know. Like the Pasadena / St. Mary's is definitely closer than Eric's guess or my guess.
She's in southeastern Virginia. Right, she's way down there.
Right.
She's down there near Christopher Newport University.
Nobody really wins.
Yeah, nobody wins if you live there. Be safe, Belinda. All right, let's go. Let's do one more. Let's go to Jeffrey. If he's there. Doesn't look like he is. Let's go. Is he? Or Jeff?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you this morning?
All right, we're doing all right.
Thanks for listening, brother.
What do you do?
I'm a hotel GM in Southern Maryland, Solomon's Island.
I mean, man, is anybody in your hotel?
I mean,
you guys are not very many. Right
there. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough right now. My sister and I actually work with you guys.
What's your occupancy? About 8%?
5.
Wow. Oh my God.
Is it a big name?
Let me ask you a question. Do you clean the remotes every time the cleaning lady goes
every
in there?
Every day, all the time.
You do?
Every day, all the time. Yep.
Did you always do that or just since this whole corona thing?
Oh, no, we've always done it, but we've gotten a lot more detailed about it.
What about the comforters on the bed?
Everything's completely clean when a guest sets down.
Right. Because I mean, first thing I do is get those wipes out, and I wipe down that remote, that TV, the knobs, all that stuff.
Yep. How long do you think your hotel can stay open?
Not very long, man. We got 326 rooms, so it's pretty tough.
Do you have a free hot breakfast?
No, we got to completely stop our food and beverage service.
Yeah, you can't do buffets.
We just can't do it.
No, but when this is all gone, you'll have free hot breakfast again, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, we've done that. We've always done that. Our property has always done that.
Yeah, but Jason, how are you going to do, like, make your own waffle? Because everyone's touching everything. You can't do it.
No, he's saying that.
I'm saying when this is all done.
I think when it's all done, that's going to be something that's going to stick with us.
So you think that all free hot breakfasts are gone?
I think self-serve, finished.
I disagree.
Yeah. They're going to have to make some tweaks. There's no doubt about it.
I won't be staying in that hotel then.
You'd like to take a break. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington this Thursday morning, March 26th. EB, do you know what it is tomorrow?
Friday.
Ozark premiere. Oh, that's right. Here's the problem with binge watching. We're all going to finish it in a weekend. I almost wish it was like Homeland where they just give you one episode per week.
That's what they're doing?
No. I wish it was like Homeland, because now, like, every Sunday, I've got something to look forward to. Instead of them just slamming 10 episodes up there, and then I watch them in 2.5 days.
What time does it start? When's it released on Friday?
I don't know. Does that happen, like, at 12:01 tonight?
Might happen midnight tonight.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how that works, but the 27th of March is the release date of Ozark, so I'd assume that, you know, after we do the show tomorrow morning, we could probably watch it.
Well, I'm psyched. I'm going to try Tiger King again today. I want to get to the part where the crazy lady, where she, like, I don't know, something happens with her husband, right? She kills the husband or something?
Well, the husband disappears.
Yeah.
He's never been found.
Well, was he against her? Like, why would she want him dead?
Because he was filthy rich.
Oh.
And she was the benefactor.
Oh.
That's why.
Right.
She wanted the cash. Well, I'm looking forward to watching Ozark tomorrow, however many episodes I can watch over the weekend. I'm a little bitter. Jason and I are the only guys who watch Walking Dead. And Walking Dead, the last couple of episodes have been really good.
Mm-hmm.
They've had to pull their finale because they were still shooting the finale and they're not able to shoot it anymore. So it's just... like suspended. It's like the NBA or NHL season.
They're on hiatus.
Where The Walking Dead, they have a certain number of episodes which they have shot and completed. And so that storyline is just going to go on pause.
Right.
I didn't love the last one as much as 2 weeks ago when Negan cut off Alpha's head and kicked it down the street.
Right.
Well, the last one really was just the exit of that actress. That actress is moving on.
Michonne?
I think she might be in the movie world because I think Rick is going to be in a couple of Walking Dead movies.
Right.
He's left the TV show, kind of that world, but you'll see him in other avenues.
There was too many dream sequences for me in that last one.
Yeah.
What I'm worried about is, so we're okay right now watching these shows, but all these shows are actually shut down right now. In 2 or 3 months, we're going to be there's not going to, like, what are we going to watch? Right? We're okay right now because it's all backlogged.
Right. So well, that's a very good question.
We're going to watch the Nats. Yeah. We can all keep our fingers crossed.
Hope.
Hopefully we watch NHL playoffs.
I mean,
you are grasping.
I'm grasping.
No chance they're having playoffs.
I really wonder if there's going to be a college football season.
I know. I told Drabby to book Dennis Dodd. He wrote an article on CBS about that today.
What does he say?
Well, he's saying that, you know, the Olympics shut down. And that's basically a month away from the start of college football season.
Now, that's, that's a little different because the Olympics involves all the different countries.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's certainly a possibility. I would be devastated.
But you do have to be concerned. Now. You have to be concerned about 80,000 people congregating in a football stadium to watch, you know, Alabama take on Virginia Tech in an opening game or something like that.
I don't have to go to the game. They just have the games. Like, test everybody in this on the field, and then let us just watch it from home. That's fine.
Test everybody before they come in the stadium.
Right. You just need to see these trend lines change. I'm looking at the updated numbers. The United States is up to 69,000 cases with over 1,000 deaths now. And it's just going up and up right now.
But, again, we have to keep it in perspective.
Sure.
That, you know, a virus like this could kill, you know, like the flu. Not that it's the flu, but I think it... We got a shot at keeping these numbers under what the flu is if our mitigation strategies work, right?
Yes.
How many worldwide deaths do we have? About 80,000?
22,000.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as much as you think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think overall, everyone's doing a pretty darn good job.
And that's because, you know, countries like India, who got 1.4 billion, went on complete lockdown for 3 weeks.
Right.
So they wouldn't do that for the flu or any of these other viruses.
Right.
So.
And they also haven't tested. The reason why the numbers in the United States are going up is they're testing more.
Correct, but you can't hide deaths.
Well, you may not know the cause of deaths in
some
of these
countries. Correct, but if you had all of a sudden, you know, 60 people showing up that weren't normally showing up in the emergency room, you would think, okay, something's up. You know, so I think the death count is probably pretty accurate.
Like whatever India's numbers are, I don't know how much to trust them. Just this is simply based on how they all ride trains and buses. I just don't know if able to track the deaths like that.
Fair enough. But in the United States, I think our death count is probably pretty accurate.
Yes.
The case count, I'm sure it's way underrepresented, you know, probably by a million or millions. But the death count, I think, is probably fairly accurate. You can't hide those. So I don't know. I wish they would release how many flu deaths we had every day. You know, just to give it some context.
I mean, I'm sure that information is out there. You just have to dig for it a little bit.
But why don't they just say, okay, unfortunately, we had 60 people die today from the corona. We also had 82 die from flu.
Right.
Just to keep everything in perspective. Not that it's good. It's not good, but... I don't know. I'm just worried. I'm worried about my son's. His spring season was ruined. And now if they take away fall ball and everything, are they even going to be able to have a spring? I mean, what's going to happen?
I mean, a lot of unknowns.
Kids' college careers are just ruining them.
A lot of unknowns.
Yeah. Kids' high school careers. You know?
Oh, I know, but kids got to go back to school. They just have to.
Can they play lacrosse with, like, full outbreak suits?
When they play lacrosse, man, they're pretty protected. The problem is it's in the locker room. It's all the shenanigans being part of a team. You know, there's no way of getting around.
Right.
There's no social distancing on a team. That just doesn't exist. You know, it can't happen.
Cakes, getting back to Netflix, don't watch. I thought it was a really good story and very well done.
Yeah.
Don't watch The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez.
Why?
Okay, I won't.
Because it's one of the worst child abuse / murder stories you'll ever see.
I think my daughter has been watching some of that, so I'm keeping away from that.
It is brutal. Someone recommended it to me, and I'm glad I watched it. It's brutal.
Right.
What these monsters did to this kid.
Yeah. Well, JP's correct on Spencer Confidential. I've just given up on it.
Oh, I liked it.
I watched half of it, and then I got distracted, and now I just don't see any need to go back to it. I just don't.
I think the chicken that's pretty hot, though.
I can't even remember. Oh, yeah, she was hot. That's
the blonde.
Right. Does she come back?
Too. She's funny, too.
Hey, EB, do you remember Marky Mark's sidekick, he was also in Black Panther. He was the leader of a different tribe.
I believe
outside of Wakanda.
I never saw that.
Cakes, you
know
that.
I know you didn't.
Cakes, yeah. I'm going to give Knives Out.
Yeah.
2.5 Wow. Teasers.
Wow,
I gave it like
4.5 cake batters. I really enjoyed it.
I didn't really like it. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't great.
I got to get off the...
It was too cheesy for me. It was too clueish.
I got to get off the high school phone list. The principal calls every day with updates.
I know, it's annoying. I get that from my middle school. I mean, my kids' middle school.
I'm going to block the number.
I just automatically... delete the message. They also send an email. They double dip, so they'll send a message.
I don't want any
on the
of that.
Phone. Then I get an email.
Yeah,
I get it. They can pick up their homework packets. They can pick them up.
I think Luke is sending a message that she wants out of the house immediately.
Yeah, I'm going to take her for a 3-mile walk in about 7 minutes.
I'm hearing that message.
I can't hear. You guys could hear Luca barking.
Yes.
Man, my mic's pretty sensitive. By the way, she's going to take 4 big fat stinkies on the 3-mile walk.
Bring those plastic bags.
You clean it up?
We got to get out of here, boys.
Of
for Bish, who's in Ashburn, EB in Kensington, Cakes and Oldie, I'm JP in Gaithersburg. Grant Danny, they're up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.